Hello, my name is Lynn Thompson, Poet Laureate for the City of Los Angeles, and I'm happy to welcome listeners to this installment of Poems on Air, a podcast supported by the Los Angeles Public Library. Every week, I'll present the work of poets I admire, poets who you should know, and poets who have made a substantial and inimitable contribution to the art and craft of poetry. In last week's episode, the podcast focused on a reading at Los Angeles's Craft Contemporary Museum that featured Michelle Bidding and Matthew Dickman. Matthew came to Los Angeles from his home in Portland, Oregon, where, in addition to raising his sons, he teaches in the Vermont College of Fine Arts Low Residency MFA program. The author of four collections of poetry, most recently, Husbandry, he is the recipient of the May Sarton Award from the American Academy of Arts and Sciences, the Kate Tufts Award from Claremont Graduate University, and the 2009 Oregon Book Award. Today's poem is Rhododendron by Matthew Dickman. Rhododendron. I'm walking my infant son through a stand of rhododendrons. It feels like we are walking through a cloud of jellyfish made of pink and purple paper petals falling to the ground. These jellyfish are the fish of spring. He is making sounds like a mouse, small but all out of his body. Inside, his organs are so new that they are both organs and the beginnings of organs. When he cries for his mother to nurse him, he sounds like a rooster. He is not just hungry, but hunger itself. He is the thing he cries for. Sunlight is turning the rhododendrons into balls of pink light, if light were liquid and something else, splashing. That's what the pink is doing, splashing all over us, lucky, without a god, animals under the bright pink idea of Earth. The Los Angeles Poet Laureate was created as a joint program between the city's Department of Cultural Affairs and the Los Angeles Public Library, and this podcast will be available on the library's website. Episodes are also available on iTunes, Google, and Spotify. Thanks for listening.